Okay, I see that the meeting is now being recorded. So I will call the meeting of the Township of Clinton Mayor and Council to order for April the 14th, 2021. Clerk Connor, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Laws? I can see Carla, but we can't hear.
No, I was trying to unmute it. Wouldn't unmute at first. Yes, we have.
Thank you very much. I ask you all to join me in the flag salute. I have one behind me if you need one. Pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic, which stands one nation, under God, indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all very much. Clerk Connor, would you please call the roll?
For Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Strauss?
Here.
Council President Kaczynowski is not. Oh, I'm sorry. Councilwoman Swetlik?
Here.
Council President Kaczynowski is not in attendance. And Mayor Malay.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. We will move on to, you know what? I'm going to go a little bit out of order, if it's all right with everybody. I'm going to jump ahead. I'm going to adjourn as the council and convene as the Board of Health. This way we can not keep the professionals here any longer than they need to be. So, Mr. Hoffman, I see you are here for Block 80.02, Lot 5, which is 8 Sunnyside Drive. And if memory serves, you have a replacement of a, was it a 5-bedroom septic system that is failing, and it's too close to the road, the newly designed bed is, correct?
The newly designed bed is too close to the catch basin in the road. State septic code requires 50 feet. Due to the orientation of the new disposal bed, it puts it approximately 19 feet from the catch basin itself. In cases like this with the catch basin piping, the only way that that dimension could be reduced without a waiver is if that piping were gasketed or sealed. And we can't verify that. It looks to be concrete pipe, so we don't know that it's gasketed sealed. So we're here this evening for the waiver from the board for the distance to the catch basin in Sunnyfield Drive.
And it is my understanding that this design is in more conformance with the code than the existing system is.
That is correct. There's a handful of non-conformances. I wasn't going to get into the non-conformances, but yes, there are non-conformances to the existing system. It's undersized. There's an ejector pump in the basement of the home, which dictates oversized in disposal field, oversized in the septic tanks. As you can see, we've replaced everything in this particular case to bring it as close to conformance, the only non-conformance being the one, the distance to the catch basin of the road.
All right, thank you very much. I don't have any additional questions. Does anyone from council have any questions?
The current system is failing, if I understood correctly. This is why it's being replaced, correct?
Well, and the non-conformances. So,
yeah.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. So the replacement is an upgrade, clearly, because it's replacing a failing system.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an upgrade, and it also addresses the non-conformances in disposal bed size and tank sizes. Yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
No questions, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilman Strauss. Hearing no further questions, is there anyone who would like to make a motion to grant the waiver?
I'll make the motion.
Mark Strauss, I'll second Councilman Glazer's motion.
Thanks, Mark.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlik?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carry.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Bye. You too, as well. Thank you.
Okay. We will now move on back a little bit in the agenda to comments from the public for items listed on the agenda. I'm going to briefly read some instructions. We will have two public comment periods. The first will be for items that are listed on the agenda, and the second will be for items not on the agenda. If you are using a computer, click on Participants and then click on Raise Hand next to your name. If you are using a mobile device, click Raise Hand from Meeting Controls. If you are using a telephone, press star 3. You will hear the prompt, you have raised your hand to ask a question. Please wait to speak until the host calls on you. If you need to unmute yourself, press star 6. I will do my best to call on people in the order in which they raise their hands. Everyone will be limited to 3 minutes. I don't see that many members of the public on at the moment, so I'll just run around the horn on. I don't see anyone who's raised their hands. Items on the agenda only. Going once. Going twice. Okay, we'll close the public hearing or the public comment session, and we'll move on to the consent agenda. Items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted in a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, a Council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items on the consent agenda that anyone from the Council would like to pull?
Yeah, I'd like to move the police department's promotion process off so we could have a real quick discussion.
Absolutely. Any others?
None from Mark.
Thank you much. Any from the public? Not having too many people. It's a free-for-all. If you want to yell, yell. Okay. Then may I have a motion to adopt the consent agenda with the exception of the resolution for the police promotional policy?
So moved is read.
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. That included the approval of the minutes. So next, we will move on to reports. Councilman Glazer, you're up first.
Historic preservation, we met last Wednesday, Thursday, night's blur. Not so much going on. I do have a few follow-up points I need to talk with Vita and maybe Amy and Brian about that came out of that related to the Gitlo and a few things. The planning board also had a meeting last week. The one application was approved for the Game Butchers, basically taking an existing small retail operation and keeping it as a small retail operation. So it's kind of a funny sort of approval, but it was approved. There are no pending applications, so the next meeting has been canceled. So it's a bit of a quiet month planning-wise. And that's all I've got. End of report.
Thank you very much. Councilman Strauss, you're up.
Thank you, and unfortunately, I won't be as brief. For Clinton Township Board of Education, their next meeting, as I reported on at last meeting we had, is Monday, April 26th. And at that meeting at 7:30 p.m., they will be voting on the proposed budget as introduced. Speaking with the Board of Education president this week that we're in right now, they started with full days with cohorts during the week. And next week, they're hoping to go to stay in full days, but with no cohorts. So like me, you may be asking, what's a cohort? Those are split classes where they split the groups alphabetically, A through L and M through Z. So one session's in person, while the other session is virtual. So that's what's going on right now, 5 days a week. Hoping next week will be no cohort, so everyone will be in person at school with the option to stay home if, you know, COVID is an issue. And that's it for local Board of Education. For the Environmental Commission, as Mayor, as you know, we had our rain barrel workshop this past Saturday, April 10th, where we were able to make 10 rain barrels. And I think all who attended had a good time, and it was very educational. So thanks to all our partners involved in that. We recently filled vacant seats on the commission. We discussed correspondence received, one being grants from PSE&G, another being upcoming WebEx events, and another one regarding the hearing notice posted for the Marukian property that I'm sure Amy will touch on. For either the May or June meeting, we'll be having a guest speaker from Raritan Headwaters. A thank you goes out to AmeriCorps for their stream assessment training held at Windy Acres. There was a walkthrough at the Prospect property where some debris were found that have been dumped there, and also some good life in the stream there with some fish. So we're glad to see that despite the debris and dumping on the property, that the fish and the stream there seem to be thriving. Windy Acres, the website and mapping is ongoing. Clinton Township Environmental Commission plans on participating in Virtual Earth Day, which is on April 22nd. And our next meeting is Thursday, April 6th at 7:30 p.m., which is also virtual. So for the meat and potatoes of my report, the public safety report, I know the mayor and I still have a meeting pending with the Lebanon Borough Fire Company. I had spoken with Catherine Erickson regarding the appointment of a assistant municipal prosecutor, which I discussed with the mayor is also a favorable. I had a long conversation with Lieutenant DeRosa regarding body-worn cameras and the funding that's also a part of tonight's agenda. So just so you know, there is a June 1st deadline that's going to get rolled out for having body-worn cameras up and running. And with the old 8 cameras that the department currently has, we're able to meet that guideline. So the funding tonight calls for 15 new body-worn cameras. And also a part of this funding is an increased storage that's going to be needed to handle both the data being stored from the mobile video recorders as well as the body-worn cameras. So this new server will be able to accommodate storage for both those. The current server is old and outdated, and there's no way going to be able to handle the storage that's going to be needed for both these devices. Cloud storage is not an option for this, so it has to be actual physical on-site storage. Both cameras, body-worn cameras and mobile video recorders, will be able to auto-download at headquarters, and also will meet the statutory retention requirements in place for the data from these body-worn cameras. Also part of this funding is not only for the body-worn cameras and the storage, but for the software for redaction purposes. There's in the guideline, there's mandated redaction for license plates, juveniles, domestics, people's faces that may not be directly involved, and also any NCIC screens that may be viewed all have to be blocked out. So some of the benefits with this is that we're adding a different visual angle with the body-worn cameras. Currently, we have 3 with the mobile vision recorders. And with the body-worn cameras, we're getting a 4th angle on any incidents as they need to be recorded. The grant was submitted, and that will include for the cameras, the servers, and the redaction software. So hopefully we'll be able to get a substantial, if not all, chunk of this money reimbursed. And also, Carla and or Vita, if you can make sure that Lieutenant DeRosa gets a copy of the signed resolution as well as the PO needed has to be submitted with this grant. Some of the things that are pros with the body-worn cameras is it does help with officer safety. It also helps with officer accountability to ensure that officers are following the SOGs and policies in place. And periodic review of this can correct any improper behavior or any policies or SOGs that may not be being followed. And it also helps with internal affairs investigations. Some of the cons is an increased demand on our administrative staff for reviewing this data, all the redactions that are involved. And as I mentioned before, the OPRs, the discovery, preparing for expungements, which are all time sensitive. So it's not like you can say we were short staffed or so-and-so was on vacation, we couldn't get around to it. You know, the statutorial guidelines in place for supplying this data. So just a quick overview of the body-worn cameras that the mayor asked me to provide. Any questions on that?
Nope.
No, very thorough. Thank you.
Nope, no problem. No problem. And I just have a few miscellaneous things, Mayor, that I will speak with you offline.
Sounds good.
That's the end of my report. Thank you. And Carl, I'll send this to you as usual.
Okay. Move on to Councilwoman Switlick.
Oh, God, my allergies are kicking in. The North Board of Ed, their hearing will be on April 27th. And as I reported previously, the reported tax increase will be 1.6%. I went on their webpage today. It's still not available. It just says to come. So as soon as I get it, I'll report on that. I'm not sure, again, what the percentages will be for Clinton Township. I did reach out to Dr. Cottrell last week in regards to the activities going on at Marukian property. We have the disc golf, we have the trail rerouting and the affordable housing. And I realize that they're right there and are probably wondering what's going on. So I just, as a courtesy, reached out to him, gave him a map of the property and where everything is getting laid out. As far as open space goes, Mark mentioned the disc golf hearing, which is at the end of the month. I don't think we've ever gone through a hearing like this before, so it should be interesting. I do have some opposition in the neighborhood. I do also have a lot of supporters, so our designer will be attending the meeting. So, again, that should be interesting. Marukian, we had a garbage cleanup, less from open space a few weeks ago, organized some people from the Rotary Club, and cleaned up a lot of bottles, a refrigerator. And it looks better now. Prospect East, the trails are complete. Brian, you went on them. I hope you like them. The markers are all up. So it's pretty much ready to go, except for the dump, which ended up being much larger than I think any of us ever conceived it could be that large. We have a tire pile in one section, and then we have all the recyclables and whatnot for the dumpsters. We're still looking to get dumpsters. I don't know how many we're going to need, but at this point, it's going to be a lot. So Jay is trying to organize that. We could also use some benches or picnic tables on the overlook, if anybody knows any Girl Scouts that would want to help with that. We are having trouble with vandalism, and there's a lot of litter up there. It's really unfortunate. It's a beautiful piece of property, and unfortunately, that's happening up there. Windy Acres, we had our forestry management walk, I think, yesterday. Tom Kochanowski went with me. We had some open space members, and it was Heather Gracie. She's our forester that we hired with the educational grant money from Exxon. It was a really nice day, a lot of good ideas on what we can do moving forward. She was pointing out some invasives, different ideas for us, and I'm really looking forward to her report because, as I had mentioned before, whatever her report, whatever comes out of her report, we're going to spin off some educational programs from that. So it'll be nice. And also, she's going to be doing a lot of the trail maps, that environmental and open space. We've been playing around with this trail map, and it's been getting a little nutty. So she's going to take all the information that she took from the property and help us do that professionally looking. The foundation will be poured in a couple weeks, and the tables will be placed. I've talked to Tom about the porta potties. We'll get that up and running soon. And the electrical hookup is going to be another animal, so we'll see what happens with that. We have a meeting on the 19th, Brereton Headwaters at the Beaverbrook location. This has been postponed numerous times because of snow. We're really excited about this. It's Rich from Open Space, a couple other Open Space members, and I. We'll be meeting with them about there's that dam on the Beaverbrook property, which would be great if we can remove it, if we can get some funding. We'll be discussing that with the representatives there, and also water assessment locations. It's a very good site for that, so we'll see what happens with that, but I'm excited about that. And the only other thing miscellaneous is we're trying to find supplementary mowing for our open space properties, our trail properties. We did get a couple quotes for, like if we do biweekly, about 700 or so for Hackett's, Windy, and Prostack, which I think was actually a good price, but Tom's playing around with that to see what we can do in between the mowings that the farmers are doing for us. And that's it.
All right. Thank you very much. And yeah, the amount of activity has been very high on open space, but it's been very productive in a good way, I think. So, and those trails were my family enjoyed them a lot. It was nice.
Good. Thanks. So,
okay. Council President Kochanowski, I do not believe is here with us tonight yet. So we'll skip him. As for me, Rec Committee, they canceled their meeting for the month. However, they had a very high turnout, probably higher than they expected for the Easter egg hunt. It was outside. It was at Bunt Park. They had a large number of students or young children who signed up, which was great. Well spaced, everybody wearing masks, so it was a well done event. They're obviously still working on the planning stages for the court resurfacing and rework at Bunt, wherein there'll be a tennis court, 4 pickleball courts, and 2 basketball courts. And that'll be coming from the existing 4 basketball courts that need a lot of work. That pad has a big crack in it. And they've also got going for them a food truck event in June. I think I've mentioned it before. More details to come as we get closer. They're moving full steam ahead on Summer Rec. They've opened it up a bit to include some of the nearby towns. They're sort of collaborating. And Tom's doing a really good job, I think, trying to schedule the employees he's going to hire for the summer for that program based on the number of students they're going to have. It's kind of touch and go to see how many they're going to have with all that's going on. From the finance perspective, we'll have the budget hearing tonight, so we'll talk more about that in a little bit. And then in other events and news, I've been working with Highbridge Borough and Open Space on an issue that's percolated over on Springside Nassau Trails, wherein we have to rectify some things that were not quite completed. So we sent a letter off, Michelle Lee, the mayor of Highbridge, and I, to the DEP, asking for permission to have continued use of the existing bike trails. And also identifying some of the corrective actions we're taking to alleviate some of the issues a neighboring resident in our township is experiencing, which are really, we have to address it. So we've closed a portion of the trail so that they're not bothering that resident anymore. And hopefully we'll reach a solution that'll work well for everybody. And last but not least, the old municipal building's moving along. We have the drawings into the state still in review. I'm following up to see where those are at, and hopefully we can get that started and done. And it reminds me that I have to send a note to our DPW folks. They're planning to take down the overhang. That's really, 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 I've been asking to have that taken down for years. So I'm going to see if we can't get it done now in the next few weeks. And also I should mention that it is my understanding, and Bill may know more about this, the Mobis warehouse, the warehouse proposed in the town of Clinton, adjoining Mobis Place, which is abuts one of our neighborhoods, did pass. Apparently one person voted against it, but that seems like it will eventually move ahead once they put that into a resolution. So we should, in the next few meetings, I think, have a fulsome discussion about what it is we want to do about traffic there. I've already had preliminary discussions with our attorney and our engineer. They both understand some of the concerns that we see, but also have started to dig into the details of what exactly is going to be required. So, for example, we will have to probably get DOT approval if we wish to, say, close the road. And there are other pieces of the process that we'll have to have a full discussion on, and we'll try to get the engineer, I think, maybe at the very least, get him to give us a report with some recommendations, and then have a good discussion with it on the agenda. So that's all that I have. Administrator Mekovits, are you good? Yep, good.
Nothing to report.
Very good. Thank you much. In that case, we will move on to resolutions, and that will be, in effect, the police department promotional policy resolution. This is an update to our entire promotional process. It's partly the result of the changes that we made via ordinance at our last meeting, allowing for the creation of the position of the police chief. Amongst other changes and improvements in my mind, the new policy also creates a police promotional committee that is comprised of the mayor, another member from the governing body, the administrator, and the chief, with the exception that the chief would be excluded from involvement in. There wouldn't be a chief if you're promoting to a chief. Let's put it that way. So we have that in there. That particular committee is found in a number of other towns in some various forms. For Princeton is definitely one of those.
Why?
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to mute somebody. To continue, it does remove the requirement for a state chief's exam for all the positions. And it provides for policy that is really in line with our surrounding towns. It was modeled in part on some of the towns that are around Reddington, et cetera. I should also note that the promotional committee is involved in the promotional process for lieutenants, captains, and the chief. It is not involved in the sergeants. That, I think, properly remains in the department, so to speak. Allows the lieutenants to have their input and be directly involved in the process and then go to the chief. So I think that in that respect, this is a nice solid improvement to the current policy. So with that out of the way, any discussion on the part of council?
None for me. You've answered the questions I had and my observations. That's why I wanted to pull it so we could just talk about that and understand. So you've kind of explained every concern I had. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. Any others?
Nope. None here, Mayor.
Thank you much. Hearing none, may I have a motion, please?
Moved.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Now we'll have ordinances for consideration. The only ordinance that we have two. I apologize. The first ordinance is an ordinance authorizing a lease with the Clinton Township Organic Community Garden, Inc., pertaining to a portion of Block 88, Lot 3.02. also known as the White Cloud Orchids property in the Township of Clinton. As we know, we've had some discussion in the last few months. The folks who lead the community garden that's located on the White Cloud property just behind Bunt would be independent, free of some of our rules and regulations, so to speak, but also to maintain what really has turned into an excellent community garden and a really nice addition to our recreation and open space offerings. Are there any questions about this particular ordinance, which, as I understand it, sets the conditions upon which a lease can be written, and that lease will have to comply with Green Acres requirements and may or may not have to be approved by Green Acres? We're still trying to figure that out, I think.
I do have a couple questions if I can. I guess I was a little bit surprised with the 10-year fixed term. I guess I would have expected something probably a little bit shorter, perhaps allowing for automatic renewal unless one side opts out. It's just 10 years strikes me as a long time to essentially give a concession to a new nonprofit organization. And by the way, I'm not against that organization. I'm actually hugely supportive. I'm just thinking broadly from a governance point of view, 10 years strikes me as long, and I'm wondering what would be the rationale for that. Is that the norm in these things?
Mayor, I can answer that in the draft lease that they provided to the township, they asked for 10 years. It doesn't have to be 10 years. It could be 5 years with renewals that, you know, would be agreed upon between both parties. We could certainly change that before introducing the ordinance.
I mean, I'd like to discuss that with the others on council. I just believe as a matter of governance, I think 10 years binds the township for an awfully long time. And I think, you know, the norm in corporate America, which is where I'm from, is you just have an opportunity to review. You might have every intention of renewing it. It would automatically renew unless we opt out. So a 5-year would strike me as reasonable. 3 would be reasonable, but 5 would be more reasonable than 10 to me.
Yeah, Bill, I actually had reached out to Brian. That number 10 sort of flashed up at me as well.
Yeah, and I'm not certainly wed to anything. It was, I was going to ask until somebody decided to try to FaceTime me here, how that came to be 10 years. I'm good with, I think what was the suggestion was 5 years with 1 year options. Was that renewal options? Or?
I'd even be fine with a longer renewable option, like a 3-year renewal. I mean, I get the point they need time to plan what they want to do, and we don't want to yank the rug out from under them. But yeah, you know, I would say 5 years with a 1-year notice period if we're going to discontinue, and then it goes for another 5 years, and it could be kind of auto-renewing or something. Unless anyone thinks 5 years is too long. I mean, obviously, I'm not married to anything.
No, I think what you just suggested is perfect, Bill.
Yeah, and I would concur that they do need some form of certainty because it's a lot of work and time and investment in that space right. For us to, and just like we have with the farmers who farm our open space and who are a little bit leery of the 1-year contracts, it's they plant and then they wait for it to grow the following season, and if you pull the rug out, they've lost an investment. So
and that's we want them to succeed, so I think the time makes sense. I did, Lucille, if I could ask sort of a picky question again, my corporate background. You know, in the section 2, it talks about the term consideration and then the compliance and insurance items. Would those be the only compliance terms in the lease, or are those like highlighting the ones? I mean,
no, that's just highlighting. Absolutely. It will, first of all, it has to comply with Green Acres.
Okay.
And so there will be many different components that will be in there. Whether or not it has to be approved by them, it still has to meet all of Green Acres regulations and their requirements. So, there'll be many provisions that are not addressed in the ordinance. The ordinance basically authorizes the lease, which will be negotiated, by the township staff and the nonprofit.
Okay. Yeah, because I guess what I was keying in on is one of our whereases is that we want it to operate in substantially the same manner as being operated in the past. And, you know, substantially, it's a kind of a term of art, I understand. But, you know, over the course of time, the governance of these things change, the situation could change. So I guess I'd like to tie that in with if this is possible, and maybe it's asking too much for a nonprofit, since the township is giving them a concession on township property, I would like some sort of very brief annual report back to council or the governing body or the administrator about, you know, what have they done in the year? How many plots, how many residents versus non-residents, what their financials look like, just so we have a basis for understanding that they're running it in the manner that we want, that we've said that you're using public land, unless everyone else thinks that's obnoxiously too much.
That's honestly something that we do in some of these kinds of leases. So it wouldn't be unusual. I've certainly done that in other towns where there's a lease and a nonprofit, you know, doing something on the property.
I don't want it to be onerous. I think it's stuff they should have sort of commonly just the way they run the garden. I'm not asking them to create new information or have accountants or a team of administrators.
Want an annual, kind of an annual fiscal summary.
A fiscal and operating summary, yeah.
Annual report. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to wake up one day in 5 years and find out that, you know, 99% of the plots are used by people from another township, for instance.
Right.
And that would be it. I'm sorry to be labored. It should have been a simple item. I apologize.
I think they were all very good points.
If the council agrees, I'd recommend that we modify the ordinance to change A to say initial term period of 5 years, and then add a clause E that would say the COCG nonprofit shall submit annual reports to the township addressing operations and finance and fiscal and a fiscal summary or something.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think they should have that anyway, so I don't think we're asking for too much. If it's too much, they should come back and we can talk about it, I'm sure.
Carla, I can add that and give you, give that to you tomorrow so you have the document with the changes. But I think if the council wants to introduce it with that language, I will make that change and send that to you.
Would there be then an opportunity to renew, or would that be in the lease itself?
I would say we can just put that in the lease itself, but we can certainly add that. Okay. We can just say initial period of 5 years with options for renewal, and then address the renewal in the lease.
Perfect.
If the council agrees.
I think that's excellent. Yep.
I would move we introduce the ordinance with the changes Lucille has described then.
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer? Oh.
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Very good. Lastly, front, we have an ordinance introduced appropriating $65,000 in the capital improvement fund for police department equipment by the Township of Clinton in the County of Hunter in the State of New Jersey. And as Councilman Strauss explained earlier during his reports, this is required in order for us to comply with the new state guidance on body cameras. And I think Councilman Strauss's report really stands for itself. Is there any comment or question on the part of council?
No.
No.
Hearing none, may I have a motion, please, to introduce?
I'll move.
So moved.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
We have now... Mr. Mayor, what will we have the hearings on these two? 2 weeks?
Yes, I was just going to.
Yeah, just yeah.
Both of them. I just took myself off mute for that reason.
Thank you very much. Nice catch. I'm not used to this 100% yet. I would recommend for both ordinances that we set the public hearing for the 28th of April, if that's amenable.
Perfect.
Mayor, given that we may not have a final determination by Green Acres.
Oh,
okay. Sure.
I would recommend that you hold that one. Maybe for the next meeting, give us a little bit more time.
Can do. Absolutely. So for that one, we'll set it for, you want to do May 12th or May 26th?
I think May 12th should work. Yeah. Vita, would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't heard back from them on the one question I asked them, but I think once we get to them, we'll, and if right. they have to review, it'll probably be a quick review.
Yes. And that would be the lease itself. So, yeah.
All right. Very good. So May the 12th for the ordinance on the organic community garden. And given the urgency that is required for the body cameras, for sure, we'll make that the 28th of April. And thank you, Lucille and Bill, for the catch.
PETA.
All right. Now, going back a little bit, we have the public hearing for the 2021 budget. The 2021 budget has been posted to the township's website. It is accompanied by a little presentation that outlines the high-level information for those who are interested. This year, 2021 total appropriations, we are budgeting $13.5 million roughly, which is an increase of just under 1%, 1.92% from what we had budgeted at the beginning of last year at this time. It's dollarized. It's an increase of $122,655 or so over the budget that was introduced in 2020. The increase in the tax rate, unfortunately, is going to be 4.83%, and that is largely driven by the reduction that we've seen in non-tax revenue, a lot of which was driven by COVID. It's related to things such as interest going from a budget of about $100,000 to next to nothing. Port revenue was down. Other sources of revenue also down. We're able, within the budget, to move some money around. We have put some additional resources this year into road repair and also into police OE. The capital budget is going from $200,000 to $400,000. And we are a little bit challenged there and in a bind to have to spend some money this year for things such as the body cameras and also air packs that I think I mentioned last time. The fire department found out the beginning of this year they desperately need to replace some. That alone is an amount nearly $200,000 for that replacement, along with the other capital needs that we have from year to year. The good news is we continue to reduce our debt. In a few years, we reduced our debt to by about $5.4 million. So since 2018, our net debt is down over $5 million. And unfortunately, the debt service continues to be about 20% of our total budget. So hopefully, as we continue to chip away at this and use cash to buy things, instead of incurring more debt, we'll have some more freedom within our budget in the years down the road. So this is some near-term pain, I think, for a long-term gain. Are there any questions from council? Any discussion anyone would like to have?
I'd make sort of the same comment I made when the budget was introduced. I think it's a good, solid budget. I mean, all the changes are sort of, I would call them required into some degree. I mean, revenue is sort of what it is. We can't create revenue out of thin air. Our expense base has been well managed for years, and I think a 0.92% increase in the appropriations is actually very reasonable for a town our size. And I applaud Vita and all the department heads for being able to do that year on year on year on year, it seems. And the capital items I think we desperately need. And, you know, it's not lost on me that we're proposing a 4.8% increase, but that's actually from a low base and continues to a low base. The ratables in the township still are low compared to our peers in Hunterdon County. And given what our average assessed value is, our average tax bill is actually kind of substantially less, depending on what town you look at, to others in the county. And, you know, every township is run a different way, so it's a little bit apples to oranges. But I kind of fully support this budget, and I applaud the work by Tom and the mayor and Vita and all the department heads and getting there, even though it's 5%, 4.8%.
Agreed with what Councilman Glazer and both the mayor said. No one likes increases. When looking at the presentation that the mayor put forth about breaking down the budget in a user-friendly, reader-friendly view, you can see that the lion's share does go to county and schools taxes, which doesn't leave a very large percentage for us to run a municipal government. And then when you have steady increases of salaries and wages and benefits, and public safety, which you can't put a dollar figure on, you know, we have to have these increases, and you know, a lot of them, some of them are mandated and some of them necessary. So I just applaud the finance committee and the budget that's put forth. And you know, sometimes we have to do things like this to get into a better position. So I thank you for all the work.
Thank you. All right, and I'll just add an anecdote on top of what Bill said. I was having a conversation with a council person in another town nearby who was surprised at what we had introduced, and theirs was on a percentage basis much lower. And we got to talking about the dollar impact on an individual home. And in that particular town, it's about the same dollars, I think, for an average home in this budget. It's, you know, I can tell you in a second. It's an increase of about $78, $79. In the neighboring town, it was just a little less than that. The percentage was less. It was fairly equal in dollars, and the value of the home was significantly less than ours on an average. So I think all in all, we're doing pretty well. We're just correcting some things that are long overdue, and we're on the right track. On that note, I will open the public hearing, and I will just quickly reiterate for those who may wish to comment, if you're using a computer, you can click on participants and then click on raise hand next to your name. If you're using a mobile device, click raise hand from the meeting controls. If you're using a telephone, press *3. You'll hear the prompt, you've raised your hand to ask a question. Please wait to speak until the host calls on you. If you need to unmute yourself, press *6. Please wait to be called on and limit your comments to 3 minutes. And Ms. Slota, you are recognized.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to take a moment of your time to thank you for everything that you're doing for our efforts at the Community Garden to establish the nonprofit. Just wanted to recognize the work that you're putting in, and thank you for the continued efforts. We're really excited for this change. We think it's, you know, going to allow us to grow and become even more of a community than we are right now. So we think it's going to bring great things. And yes, to comment on Councilman Glazer's mention of a fiscal report, if that's asking too much.
I'm gonna cut you off. Oh. I apologize, but this particular comment session is for the budget.
So I apologize. I'm so sorry.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were gonna get onto the budget, so I let you go for a minute, but we'll double back to you, I promise.
No worries. Sorry about that.
No worries. Is there anyone else on the line who'd like to comment on the budget? See a few people, but I don't see anybody raising a hand. If you're having trouble, you can *6 right now and unmute if you're on the phone. Otherwise, if you're online, just unmute yourself. Okay, I'm going to give it one more second. Going once. Okay, seeing no comments on the budget, I'm going to close the public hearing, and I will ask for, actually, you know what? I'm going to make the motion. I'll move to introduce to adopt the budget for 2021 as introduced. May I have it? Thank you.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Emily?
Yes. And I have, the motion passes, yes?
Motion passed, sorry.
It's okay. I noticed I missed one item. and it's really more of a note. It's not a resolution or anything, but I will be appointing Kevin Semay to the Environmental Commission. It's seat number two. It's a 3-year term. It's our language. It's seat number two. Just how we keep track of things. And that is it's a requirement to have a member both on the planning board and the Environmental Commission. Kevin has historically filled that seat. Councilman Glazer filled that seat for about a minute and then got promoted. So we have to fill it again. Now we're going to have our final public comment session.
Brian, do you have a proclamation from the beginning of the meeting, or is that off the agenda now?
It's off the agenda.
Got it.
I didn't mention it, but we're holding that until the individuals from the squad company are able to join us.
Perfect. Thank you.
That's in abeyance, but I thank Carla for having written it. We'll get to that in an upcoming meeting. So we're going to go to general public comments. Same instructions apply. Click participants, raise your hand. If you're on the phone, *3 to raise your hand and *6 to come off of mute. And I will recognize Ms. Slota again. And I apologize for the miscommunication earlier.
No, thank you. I apologize too for speaking out of turn. But I don't have much more to say, but thank you. And we really, truly are excited for this. And absolutely, it would be very easy box to check to submit anything that you need to support what we're doing. These are things that I currently keep right now, and I expect to keep those records as we move forward into the nonprofit. So that would just be a very simple thing to do. And thank you. We're really looking forward to this.
Thank you very much. I appreciate everything you've put into the garden. I mean, I drove by there the other day on Saturday, and it looks fantastic, and it's always busy. So
it's buzzing with excitement, and I still would like everybody to come out and make a formal visit.
Sometimes quite literally buzzing, I hear.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much. Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else who wishes to make a public comment? Again, you can raise your hand in the participants pane, or you're on the phone, *3 or *6. Last chance. Try coming off of mute if you wish to speak. Otherwise, we're going to wrap it up. Hang up. All right. Well, in this case, I'm going to close the public comment. And Mr. Glazer, I believe you have something you'd like to say.
All right. Motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All right.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins. I mean, Mayor Malek, sorry. I knew I would do that sooner or later.
Well done. Yes, I vote yes.
Okay, motion carried.
Mayor, what's his face?
Yeah. Who's that guy? All right, well, everybody have a great rest of your evening, and thank you for those who turned out.
Great, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lucille.
Bye, everybody.
Brian, can you give me a quick call when you clear, please?
Sure, we'll do.